He's on the naughty list.
Good morning. Here to Party Sports, 7:10 a.m. on a beautiful Monday morning with your host, Hunt the Sheriff. How are we doing today? Christmas roundup day?
Yeah. I'm pretty tired.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
Like, not even like the competition. I think I'm just at the end of the year where, like, my family wants me to come home for the holidays. Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk to anybody anymore. I want to, like, get some.
Go into some a space. Dark room.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to go backpacking for New Year's. I'm either going to do Catalina or I'm going to do the PCT.
The wine mixer?
Yeah. I wish it was the wine mixer. I feel like I've just reached that point where I have so many people pulling me in so many different directions, I'm burnt out.
Mm.
I had two girls text me this weekend freaking out, be like, I don't feel like you gave me enough attention at High Rocks. It was like full-blown text. And I'm not dating these girls. I'm not hooking up with them. Nothing. And I was just like, I'm like, I don't know what I'm pouring out of my system that makes people think that I have to be more dedicated to people.
But I think the thing is, when you talk to people, though, you give a genuine interest. So when they're talking to you and you're talking to them, it's like talking to a person that's actually not interested like in dating, but just like genuinely interested in what people are doing. And people take that the wrong way. And they're like, you didn't give me attention. You give me the attention that I got from the last time from you. So now it's like, what's going on? Nothing. It's just you were focused on your game, you know?
Yeah.
You give a genuine interest when you're talking. That's why it's fun to talk to you, because you actually care and you're actually like listening and conversing with people and taking interest. Yeah.
We've got a house full of people right now. We had a wild weekend. We had a wild race and we have to just finish the year off. There's a couple more pieces of work that we have to finish the year off strong. Yeah. And then I'm just going to go like radio silent. I think I'm going to turn off my phone probably from, I guess, like Friday.
Mm. I like that.
Until maybe like the first.
Maybe we say Thursday.
Why? What's Thursday?
Thursday, Jen gets off of work, and I kind of wanted to do like a long weekend.
Oh, I don't really care. As long as we finish, like, I have this like to-do list where I see all these things, and they're just the ones that have been sitting there on the edge of not getting done for such a long time. They drive me nuts. Like, those are the most stubborn ones. And usually, they're so easy to actually get done, but they just always seem to get kicked down the road.
I know.
Yeah. Dude, you know what's pretty crazy?
Rank this breakfast.
What is that?
These are chocolate covered nuts. These are gummy bears. And these are sugar cookies.
I was literally just going to ask you like your end of the year goals and goals next. So you've already showed me what the end of your year looks like.
No,
Good morning, anybody who's tuning in.
2024.
Yeah, we got a Rasmus here. I know it's not the Rasmus we're looking for, but it's still a good Rasmus. Any Rasmus is a good Rasmus to me. What was I just going to say? Dude, you know what's really crazy? What's taking off on the internet right now? And I just have to speak to the health of society. You guys are all fucked. And I'm not, this is my new goal. I'm not allowed to swear anymore. You guys have all lost your lid. I basically made a joke post. I heard this audio and I sent it to the team about like that victim weight post. Do you remember that?
Mm.
It's like a stupid post.
If you're under a certain I think weren't you talking to Kent? You're like, oh, that's victim. He's 180, and you're like, oh, that's throw around weight. That's victim weight.
This one right here. It has now, like, it was a little bit popular in the moment. And it's just like me exercising and saying that if you're under 200 pounds, you could be a snack. Mm-hmm. And it has gone, it is 5x its size.
Wow.
It's 5x its size in the past 3 days. And it's all insecure men yelling at me saying, I could whoop your ass and I'm under 200 pounds. And I'm like, I wonder what has happened that these insecure men are holding their iPhones, feeling so attacked, looking at a random video of every other dude on the internet making the same similar kind of post. And these guys are shattered.
Is it like, your audio? Like you, there was a video.
I never created the thing. I never created.
You use somebody else's audio, and then
just
you
go to my Instagram, and you could probably bring it up right now and play it on the thing. People lost their lids.
They're shitting a brick, huh?
I'm probably Joe. I'm never gonna have a booth at High Rocks. I would like to, but I don't like working with High Rocks at all as a company. Mess, total mess. As builder as a company, flourishing, great people. Great products. So you don't want to mix the two. But you can just go online and basically you could just order online. Pretty cool. And the Shiz.
Like a booth.
We still don't know if the Shiz is a dude or a woman. No, that's a Wad Zombie. Just scroll down.
Okay.
Scroll down further.
I'm going.
We need to go further. We need to go further. We're almost there. A little further. There on the left. Click that one. Likely to become. Up.
This
it's
one.
The one on the left. Okay. Likely to become.
Yes.
I don't know where my car keys are.
All right. Number one. Literally anything. You're under 200 pounds. Two. Me. And by me, I mean other people over 200 pounds. All right. If someone over 200 pounds is feeling snackish and you're in the vicinity, you are likely to become a protein-packed meal. Three, strong gusts of wind. If you have a sub 200 pound best friend, please hand them a brick to put in their pockets so they don't get blown away. Things you should be
so look, you want me to read some comments?
I feel attacked. 160 here. Let's grapple next time you're in London. Invites there. What a wank post. Go to your local MMA gym and call the fighters under 200 victim weight. I'm about 130. You can eat. Well, that was.
People just are going. It's going crazy. I think it probably got picked up by some kind of like MMA Instagram. Mm-hmm. And all these dudes who think jujitsu is like the only thing to do with their lives are freaking out.
Where's the audio from?
They want me to put pajamas on and wrestle with them around on the ground to basically put a cork in their insecurities.
AKA victim weight.
I don't know where we found this.
I don't know either. But the guys made the video and it ended up coming out well. I mean, it's a hysterical video.
Oh, it looks great. Hey, don't cut us 5, 6, 190 years out. No one said. Remember that time you got invited? Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, these guys are going crazy. I don't understand. The internet is just such like an insecure cesspool. It's like either you got to show you're naked or you got to like fight with people. I miss Facebook. Like, you remember when Facebook was just like you posting pictures with your buddies and like occasionally like family posts? The wall.
Like you would make a post on their wall and then you'd talk shit to them. And now it's just the things that you share on their wall are like previous pictures or something.
Yeah, I want to see what the study is. Like, there's got to be a documentary that comes out that basically shows that Instagram destroyed the modern world.
But the thing is that Instagram, the same owners of Facebook are Instagram. It's all meta.
Yeah, but it's a new iteration of social media. But like Facebook used to be, it was meant to be like a connective. Like, you remember MySpace was like a kind of like a music kind of thing?
Oh, yeah.
Facebook was meant to be kind of like the phone book of like social media. And then Instagram comes around. It's like, hey, guys, maybe you should show a friend your picture of yourself. And then it turned to like, hey, guys, maybe you should take off all your clothes and post pictures of yourself. Hey, guys, maybe you guys should start an OnlyFans. Like, that is literally the development of Instagram over time.
Well, what's crazy is, you know how if Instagram were to shut down, we would still have a business, right? We would still have our store online. There are other ways that we could reach our people. These Instagram models, and you don't say models, they are Instagram because the only way that they're the only place that they're posting their pictures are Instagram. They don't have a firm, they don't have an agent. If Instagram were to shut down, would their modeling career go away because they don't have their only platform that they're on?
Probably. I don't know.
That's kind of scary though. For them.
So yeah, I mean, it's one of these kind of things where you got to be careful. So
that video has 463,000 views or 1,000 plays.
Dude, based on the amount that it's growing right now, I bet you it'll break over 1 million and it will all be angry white guys. It's all angry white guys. I don't know what's going on. I don't really have an understanding. Like, I've never felt compelled to attack somebody through social media based on what they post. Mm-hmm. So today, guys, now that we've just kind of shot. What's that?
Dark Horse Rowing? Didn't we know
Dark
this
Horse
guys?
Rowing is a friend. He's a really good guy.
Okay, that's what I thought.
He's a cool dude. Okay. You know what's interesting, dude? I was talking to Tracy, who's here, and she says her brother and her friends live stream on TikTok every single day.
Okay.
And people just donate money to them while they drink coffee and talk to each other. And he makes thousands of dollars a day doing it.
What?
I don't get it at all.
Why are we working so hard at Builder?
I have no clue, dude. There's an influencer world that I'm unaware of. And the more I find out about this stuff, the more I just like it frustrates the hell out of me. Like, we are building like a great business, connecting with the community.
Yeah, that was a cheeky post.
Yeah. It's odd. But
they just go on. When I logged in here, it did say, hey, by the way, coming soon, a feature we can the next account that you're going to be able to do is a live stream Instagram account. So you know how we were going to on Saturday for your race, like do like pull in the post and then put it on our page of what your live stream was. They're saying we could go direct to source, you know, like we do the other things, and just instantly from this like make a live stream, and it would go through your Instagram.
Yeah,
like as soon as I hit play, it would make a live stream on Instagram for you.
Sounds like a you and Alex thing. I'm not going to pay attention to that.
We'll figure it out. So had what else did she say? So they just go live. Alex and I did TikTok. Alex did TikTok, and we didn't grow anything. But there's another feature where you go live, and people just donate
money to you all the time, and you like battle. People battle and like talk shit to each other, and people will donate. I think based on my ability to rip people a new one, I would be the champion of almost every single TikTok battle.
Dude, let's just go live stream and you're in your gym, and then you pull people in for hosts. You can pull
I'm
in.
I'm honestly ready to crush souls. I don't know if you saw the Savan podcast I did, but some troll came on and tried to start bashing Hyrox, and I'm not here to support Hyrox, but he was bashing it, trying to say that CrossFit was amazing, and I just filleted him.
Mm-hmm.
Just absolutely destroyed him.
I think that was a post that Savan just made that was like, in what, 6 months, Hyrox will have taken over the amount of hype that CrossFit once had.
Probably. Go to Hybrid Fitness Media. Go to Hybrid Fitness Media on Instagram, and you guys can play it where I just cook this guy. Because these CrossFitters just need to shut the heck up at this point. Like, CrossFit's cool, but you guys can stop being so feisty about everything.
Oh, I think this is it. Add to stage. Here we go.
I said a couple inappropriate words, and I'm a little upset with myself about it.
Fitness racing thing, CrossFit's the key to the world's most vexing problem.
Thank you.
Right? My mom is not going to walk into a high-risk
gym.
Gold's gym
has been around longer and has had more people in it than fucking CrossFit. You're a chump, dude. Gold's gym has had more people in it than any, 20 times the amount of CrossFit. You are a fucking fool. Spin has had more people in it than CrossFit is. You get a calculator out and then swallow the thing so you can pick up on some basic fucking math, you retard. This is ridiculous. You guys are so hung up on CrossFit. You have no idea. Peloton has done a better job. You guys are clueless. The number of people that have moved because of a basic fitness modality is so far beyond CrossFit. What, do you own an affiliate with 3 members? Are you that obsessed with this thing? You need to wake up.
Right. Hyrox is a fitness.
Yeah. I had to cook the guy. But that's what I should be doing.
He's building his own brand. He's got 3 affiliates underneath him, and he's trying to make some money for himself. Was he saying Hyrox is good or Hyrox is bad?
No, people in the CrossFit community are trying to say Hyrox is like a cancer that's going to destroy CrossFit. CrossFit is a cancer that's going to destroy CrossFit. CrossFit has destroyed itself internally. It just has. But that's another podcast for another day. what I really wanted to go through, guys, is we did this last year, and it was a reflection at the end of the year, and we're going to run this thing for 45 minutes, and we're going to see if we can get through this, and we're going to try to basically go through what happened to us this year and some of the things that we're planning on doing next year. Maybe we'll give you guys some intentions. I think this is healthy. I tell everybody I have a jar of all the best things that have happened to me in the year to remind myself. And I'm not a woo-woo hippie kind of guy. I'm a kind of guy that really likes to have grounded understandings of themselves. But sometimes we get so obsessed with things that are useless and get so into our dips and our peaks that sometimes it's really important to level yourself out with strategies like this. I wouldn't do it if I didn't think it was useful. You guys should probably try to do the same thing. Get a journal out. But Ryan, I'm going to start out by I got to stop saying the word First goal of 2024 is I'm not going to swear anymore. No more, not using the word But reflection. Ryan, what was your biggest triumph of 2023?
Fight the fat challenge.
That is dope.
Dude, because I've been wanting the six-pack back, and I'm still under the So it was fluctuating. I mean, I'm not down to the 165 I was, but I'm still under 170. And yes, that's snack weight. But for me, that was my goal.
You look good, but now you're eating candy in the morning.
Well, I'm still, I weighed in every day on the scale. I'm at 168. So have a little fun. But I'm just kind of on like off mode. I'm not really following a cycle. I think Jen and I, and we're going to do either 12 days of Christmas from house or JK sent me something. We're just going to have some fun doing some wads, and then we're going to go back to it and follow a consistent cycle training program, starting next year.
I like this.
I'm going to beef up though. I'm going to try to, follow like,
dude, you got to do strength X too and do like a really solid bodybuilding program. And you can't do all the extra stuff on the side.
No.
We aren't going to be 12 weeks doing a real strength cycle, strength X2 and eight more than you think you need to. Mm-hmm. You got like a really good thing. You'd kill it.
Yeah. I kind of want to get the size. Well, like Southpaw, Jake Gyllenhaal.
He was kind of mean, dude. He's a lot skinnier than you think.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. He talks about it. I bet you he made like 165, 170 pounds in that video.
Okay, well, slightly larger than that.
Yeah. I would say my biggest triumph was holding this business together through all of our, like, ups and downs and trying to increase capacity. Like, just being so unaware of how to really run a scaled business and not failing. Mm-hmm. Like, that, to me, is by far my biggest accomplishment this year.
Keeping
Pyrox, whatever, yeah. World records, whatever. But holding it down was challenging. There was many times that I wanted to quit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's this guy, Arnie. Hyrox just has to edge on CrossFit because the barrier to entry is really low, whilst CrossFit demands too much wonky shit. Arnie's really upset. What's the smartest decision you made in 2023?
To not give up.
That's rad.
To not give up. Keep going. Yep. Rolling out of bed. Keep trying. We just have to... You take the tools. I remember you sending me who's the guy that does the 90 days hard or 70 days hard?
Andy Frisella.
Andy Frisella. Yeah, there was one where it's one of his kind of just Tuesday 15 minute rants, and then he posts it was, don't make the excuse that you didn't have the proper training, so you can't do that. Well, motherfucker. Find the proper training, educate yourself, and figure it out. So I kind of play that sometimes to like get reset. Andy Frisella, smart. Yeah,
guy's a little nutty, but he's smart. Wow, this is a lot better. I have to get way closer into focus for this camera. I think the best thing that I did was I got out of a relationship in December of last year, and rather than going like straight to the bottle and straight to the bar, like to go pick up chicks, I basically told myself for 6 months that I was not going to like date. I wasn't going to date. I wasn't going to become part of hookup culture. I wasn't going to party. I was like, what would happen if I spent 6 months not focusing on girls and partying with this new freedom? And that's very easy. I've done that after almost every single relationship, and it's a blast. But then all of a sudden you lift your head up and you're like, where's all the time gone? What have I been doing with myself? In that, from basically December, January, March, April, May, June, like May, like in 5 months' time, the amount of progress that I had and the things that I did through world records, business growth, connections, and also just learning more about myself by actually just being by myself was nuts. And now
almost makes you want to go live in the woods without anyone. Think how much more growth you could get.
Dude, I'm so ready. I'm so ready to leave. I am so ready to buy Leslie's house up in the mountains and just I'll do things from far away, but then I won't see anybody. Like, I'll spend most of my day with an axe just in the woods.
Did you ever watch Boy Meets World?
I've seen it, but I'm not like a super fan. Why?
Okay, because towards the end of the show, when they went out to, I mean, it went from elementary school to high school to college. Towards the end of the show, Eric's brother, or Corey's brother, his name is Eric. He goes away for a while, comes back in a beard and a robe, and he calls himself Talks with Squirrels, and he becomes like this philosopher. But you don't see him a lot towards the end of the show, and he's just kind of this figure, and he comes back, and he just lays out this world of wisdom. So you're kind of like Talks with Squirrels from Boy Meets World.
I'm 100% ready to be that guy. What's one word that best sums up and describes your 2023?
What's one word? Tenacity.
Mine's lightning.
Lightning?
Just bright, wild, explosive.
Light, fire, lightning.
Hard to tame. Tenacity is a great word too. But when I close my eyes, I just think of lightning. Like just this insane force. But a little bit untamable, a little wild, but powerful nonetheless. What's the greatest lesson you learned in 2023?
Keep speaking up, keep talking instead of taking the advice and not like talking through it and just trying to figure it out all in your head. Like, reach out to people and ask for help.
It's good. My lesson, this is a little bit different. This is actually entirely different. It's opposite to what you said. Mine is, you need much less people than you think you do.
Yeah, that is the opposite.
You don't need someone to hold your hand when you start a new endeavor. You don't need to call somebody. Like, you don't need a girlfriend in bed next to you on lonely nights. You don't need buddies to drink beer with at the bar because you're bored.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I spent a lot of my life trying to bring people alongside me on these agendas, endeavors, all these kind of things. And I recognize that, hey, man, you are so powerful. Do it on your own. Suck it up. Suck it up. Like, these people, even though it's fun to spend time with people, you should authentically spend time with people rather than spend time with people because you're afraid to be by yourself. Do it by yourself. Any of that kind of stuff.
And I'm not taking away from the fact that you don't enjoy spending time by yourself, but, you know.
No. I'm not saying that you don't. I appreciate your version of it, and I appreciate my version of it.
Yeah.
But I think I spent a lot of time trying to make leaps with people. And I was like, hey, do you want to start this business with me? Hey, do you want to do this with me? Hey, do you want to partner in buying a house together? I'm like, no. Grow the fuck up. Do it on your own.
Yeah.
And then when you get there, you're like, I did that.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen yourself grow in 2023?
Yeah, I think so. From a financial standpoint, growing from like need to take a kind of a harder look at finances and not just that looks fun. I'll buy that. That looks fun. Let's buy that. Kind of tighten the belt a little.
Money's a
Money will come and go.
Yeah.
Just have enough to cover the bills. And that's what I got back to. And then
in
save
reality, I keep on coming back to the tide. Like if you can be comfortable and recognize that money
going
is
to
like
shore
a,
with one cup of water. I still like that analogy from the start of it. When I got hired, it was salaries X. We're bringing this guy, this guy, and this guy on. We are a dinghy raft in the middle of the ocean, and there's an island. The island is the end of year one. We have one cup of water to satisfy everyone's thirst that's in this boat, in the dinghy, to water. If you ask for more, that's asking for more water. We have what we have, and this is the thing to shore. Are you on board? And then we that cup of water has grown a little bit, but we're still
far more people in the boat.
Serving size, yeah. Cup of water is still proportionately.
Yeah, it's crazy. But dude, trust me, when we get to land, it will be a great sight.
So it was me, you, and one marketing guy. I wasn't going to say his name. He doesn't deserve it. But and now we have three media guys, Alex, Cy, and Max.
Brian,
website, all design.
Brian, Paul for affiliates, Caleb managing partnerships. There's a lot of people now.
Yeah. And then it went from, so I was sitting on the couch trying to make a funny reel with, you know, me running at the end of my race versus day right after, where I'm like hobblestick walking down the streets of South Carolina.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make it. And there was a way that I used to, take one video clip and then you add the two other media sources. And I was trying to do that for about 20 minutes on my couch. And I was thinking back, I was like, this is how we used to upload the reels for Hunter when he would say, hey, do this. And I'm sitting here for half an hour trying to make an 8-second clip. And I was like, I'm very happy that we have Alex and Cy doing this shit now. And so I don't have to spend 30 minutes trying to figure out why this won't add the media clip.
It all started with a very small
team. It was me. It was me on Canva trying to figure out, you know, how to make these short little pictures. Stock photo pictures. We've leveled up.
Have you seen yourself grow in 2023? I would say yes.
Mm-hmm.
The things that I have to do to get where I'm going, like a thing that I'd like to tell you guys is a version of you has to die for another version of you to live. And you have to be very brave about that. There's parts of me that like I'll never probably be again. And that's okay. That's okay.
I probably said goodbye to, not goodbye, but taking a very big step back from any type of real communication because it's not really necessary or warranted. They don't deserve my time is how I feel. So I've stepped back from them because every time I talk, I just get pissed off.
Yeah.
With them. So.
What's the most loving service you performed in 2023?
Loving service. I was still kind of doing this. But I used to do like Meals on Wheels. So like every Friday, my dad and I, when I work for an insurance business, we'd go out one Friday of the month and deliver meals to like people that were in nursing homes or people that had just had like surgery and couldn't move throughout their house. And you'd stock the meals in your trunk in a cooler, and then you'd go deliver to their houses, run up to their door. They may have had a cooler outside on their doorstep, so they wouldn't have to come right away. But you deliver that and they get so excited and so happy.
Yeah.
But
very kind.
And also, you know, I've been in stores and it's like, oh man, you know, you see this person and you're like, oh, well, just buy it for them. But then I think, okay, is this a plan? Is this a ploy? Like, are they hustling me right now? Because people have gotten very good at that shit, you know? Am I donating to that? I think I've gained like a little bit more instead of just believing people at face value when it comes to that type of thing. Of like, oh, they need this. Like look at the situation as opposed to just taking them at their face value word.
It's a difficult line to ride.
Mm-hmm.
I have a different opinion on the whole thing, but it's probably not best to share publicly.
Can we talk about stress fractures real quick? What does it feel like to have a stress fracture? Because the top of my foot is killing me, dude. And I don't know. I can't decide whether it was
not a stress fracture.
Okay.
It's probably not a stress fracture. It's probably just irritation. And I don't do tons of running volume. I spend a lot more time on the bike than you guys know.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I think, like, really, honestly, it's very difficult for me to sit back and watch everybody become these like hybrid coaches and tell everybody how to train. It's like, you guys are all going to get progress for probably 3 to 9 months. And then that's when the injuries start to come in.
Because they aren't having their people properly rest.
It's a game of give and take, and you have to put like, I continue to get faster than everybody in the field, and I'm not running as much as these guys are.
Wow.
But it's an interesting thing. The most loving service I ever performed this year was probably those builder tours. Like, we didn't get paid for those builder tours, and it was an exhausting amount of work. And I loved doing it. And those people seemed really, really happy. That was really awesome. What are the greatest lessons you've learned? Just give me a great lesson you learned in 2023.
Lesson. Go with yours, and then it'll probably spark a memory.
I would say it's not that hard. You just make it hard. The majority of things that I'm going for in my life are really not that hard. You just make it hard, because your definition of what hard really is 100% reflective on what you paint on it. So my training is not that hard. You're just saying that it's hard. Running a business is really not that hard. You're just complaining and you're making things more difficult on yourself rather than just taking the actions to get it done. It's not that hard to do almost anything. It's just your belief that it is hard. It's really not. So I sit there and I just kind of sit back and I'm like, are you trying or are you bitching? Mm-hmm. Those are your two options. And most people are bitching.
I think I struggle with that, because it's like, even though we get stuff done and then it's on to the next thing, it's like, did I do a good enough job? Should I? And then I have trouble. It's helped a lot with the format that we have set up now, but it was getting very difficult as to figuring out what's the top number one task, what's 2, 3, and 4 along the way. And then we've set up a new system, but I was struggling a lot with that because I was trying to do it all. And you're focusing all the energy on everything, and you could relieve yourself of a whole lot of stress if you didn't focus on the shit that doesn't make us money. And I was like, oh yeah, but it'd be good to write out a long email explaining what's happening to this, this, and that. He's like, it's not necessary. And so I guess that goes back to kind of the lesson that I learned, to refocus your energy on things that are better for the business, better for your life, and focus on those things as opposed to focusing on 100 different things at once and trying to still make an impact.
Yeah. Once you can have that kind of clarity, sky's the limit. What's your biggest piece of unfinished business in 2023? I would say mine is my book. I've been a total pussy when it comes to finishing that book. I'm just like, sit there and I'm like, and I just say to myself, I gotta remind myself.
Writer's block?
No, not like, at all. Dude, you have no idea. It's just like, I sit down and start writing, and then all of a sudden, like, these ideas start popping in my head. This is my list of shit that I got to get done today. And I just let myself make excuses
for other things that have to do outside the book, that your brain's popping up like, oh, I got to make sure I do that.
Oh, shoot, I forgot to do this. Like, we're in reality. I just need to get it done. Another thing is, I probably just got to start kicking people out of my house. I have people around me all the time.
Run a homeless shelter.
I feel like I do. You know who's top of the list. But basically, I got to just start to take time for myself. It's the reason why I'm not going home for Christmas. I was like, guys, all I do is go and show up places. Mm-hmm. No, like I'm done. I'm showing up for myself.
I mean, you have a beautiful home in both cities. Like, is it out of the question for them to come visit you?
My is there like the laziest people I've ever met and ever. My family is so.
I mean,
lazy.
They have the means. It's not that it's a. I can't afford a flight.
Oh no. They'll take out their tiny little violins and say that I need to come for them because they've got so much going on. I was like, my game plan is I'm going to start buying mega mansions with, like, you know, a pond in the back with a speedboat and all the toys and beautiful bedrooms and everything like that. And I'll just run around the house filming myself all day long, jumping on each and every single bed, and I'll post it right around the holidays so that they get to see it. Mm-hmm. And they'll be like, man, I feel so compelled to go visit Hunter now.
Is the 50 Cent compound still on the market? That place was
get my own.
Crazy. Yeah.
I'll get my own. This is a dumb question. Who are the three people who had the greatest impact on your life in 2023?
Can I give two? Well, I guess my dad. But then the two that I was thinking of would be my girlfriend Jen and then my buddy Craig. Craig has been my training partner for High Rocks and get me ready for some other things. And then Jen was my training partner for everything, all the days that it was like, should I train? Should I go out? And I didn't, you know, hit all the training that Parker sent me, which is, you know, my results that I reap that. But on a lot of the days where it's like, I don't want to go, you're like, you should. You just signed up for it. And those would be the top three people.
I'd probably say you, God, and Bob Ramdas.
Ooh, I make the top three. All right.
Yeah.
Bob Ramdas. Who's a Bob Ramdas?
Bob Ramdas is the guy who used to be Richard Albertson. I have Baba Hunter in here. You know, it's just one of these kind of things where he writes these books. He has a lot of clarity in what he says, and I'll catch myself in the middle of just being an idiot. And I'm like, I'm going to listen to that book again. By the end of it, I'm like, this is what it all means. What's the biggest risk you took in 2023?
Business-wise, financial-wise?
Anything.
Biggest risk? I don't know. Maybe I should take more risks. I don't feel like I kind of stepped out of my comfort zone to take like a financial risk or... Like, I'm not buying property. I'm not buying new cars.
Sounds like you're being a pussy.
Yeah.
I would say this business.
Taking a risk on the business, working at it every day, thinking about, should I go get a job at Amazon where they have health benefits or should I, you know, continue the grind? Because I love the process. I enjoy the process and I see where it's going. And every day is it's a struggle, but like, there's so much that we get done and it's on to the next. And when we don't think that it's possible to get it done, we reach into the depths of the working hardness and get it all done. And then it just keeps going and we keep advancing. And I get excited about that.
I would say the biggest risk is obviously the business. I think that I haven't saved money. I've actually spent all my money in my private savings.
Yeah, the money that comes in from you're like, oh, you won $6,000. Guess where that money went? It's not for Hunter to buy a pet tiger, and he's sitting with fur coats and like Kid Rock fur coats. Yeah,
it is instantly gone. And that's okay. Like that's what I think. Like this is where I think I explain to people that. Money is a joke. Like it's a game. You have to start looking at it like that. And you have to start looking at the Monopoly board differently. Like, okay, I'm going to spend every single dollar I have right now. I'm buying Park Place and I'm over leveraged and I got to make it around without hitting anybody else's property. And if I do, and they land on my property, I'm set. But if I do not take this risk, then I'm always going to be at risk of never making it. Like that's the way you got to look at it. What was the biggest, I don't like this at all.
Skip it.
What important relationship improved in 2023?
Probably me and Jen.
That's solid.
It got better. For sure. I want to travel a little bit more with her. I know I did the Manchester trip, but I need to set aside some time, get all the work done, and then we can travel together. There's a Nashville trip she's already got going to for the rock and roll half. And I think April.
That's maybe great.
A couple other trips along the way. Because Alex seems to be enjoying himself a lot. And I was like, why don't I travel like Alex with Jen, you know, hitting Disney World, tequila sunrises.
Alex is on vacation 24/7.
State comps. He still gets the work done. I just think, oh, man, my setup for my computer is pretty amazing here at the house. If I could take this computer with me and like travel size, but my size of my screen is bigger than my arms could extend out. And it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I got a relationship with
my screen, but yeah.
What's that?
Go ahead.
I just said my relationship with myself. Yeah. I spent this past year by myself. I usually would have been in a relationship or something ship by now. I spent it by myself. And
happy about that?
Oh.
So happy.
Dude, you have no idea. You have no idea. It is crazy. I feel like I'm on drugs half the time. And I probably need to do this to have better ownership.
Mm.
And it's crazy. It's crazy. I think people just get caught in these loops. And I was in a loop for a long time and I didn't notice.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you like snap out of the loop. Like, do you remember that video game Ready Player One?
No, I didn't do a lot of video gaming. I mean, I bought an Xbox.
It's not a video game. It's a movie. It's a movie. Oh. It's a book, too. But let's just... Okay, so the idea of it, I'll just quickly paraphrase this thing. Everybody is playing these avatars. In real life, like, these people are living all around the world, and they log in like a video game. They have an avatar. And, you know, some of the players are just like, you know, whatever. We don't have to get into detail. But they're all trying to get to this, like, golden key where, you know, you get unlimited amounts of money, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
There's this course that you have to beat to get to the key, and everybody just keeps on failing. And then this kid all of a sudden recognizes, he's like, wait a second, this game is designed like we're doing it wrong. And he puts the car into reverse and drives backwards and all of a sudden unlocks something. So at the start line, everyone flies forward. He just puts into reverse because he finds out a clue, drives backward, unlocks it, and gets into the next level.
Hmm.
I feel like I just kept on driving forward and just kept on going and going and going. And I was getting further and further and further, but the crash was always there. It always was coming, no matter how hard I tried, no matter how I got better at the game, it was going to be a crash. So I needed to look at things differently. And I had to stop and just be like, wait a second, you're playing this entirely wrong. You're playing it entirely wrong. So I just chucked the shit into reverse. And all of a sudden I locked like a level of capacity that I didn't know existed. And I don't want to make this entire reflective like I blame anybody else for what's happened with me in my life. I just need to actually sit there and resonate with some of my thoughts and change my mindset and my actions so that I could have a better relationship with myself and other people around me. And God dang, it's amazing. I have always been the kind of person that with any kind of relationship in my life, friendship, businessship, relationship, whatever, you know, like when you grab a rope and the dog's standing there, and if you just leave the rope on the ground, the dog doesn't do anything. But if you grab the rope, the dog goes nuts. And if you pull the rope, the dog goes crazy. You know what I mean? And it just starts fighting. I've always been the person who picks up
this is a metaphoric dog, right?
Yes. But it's a reality. Like I'm just saying, I would always pick up the rope, watch the dog start to go crazy. And then I'd start to pull. And it happened like that all the time. And I was like, wait a second. Why am I even picking up these people's ropes? It's just like, let it go. And so this guy up here wrote, he goes, is my disdain for David Magida going to continue in 2024? And what's the background? I'm not even going to get into details. He is one of my dogs. I've known this dog for such a long time, 10 plus years, and he's always just going to try to cause problems for me. It's without fail. And there's many people like this in my life that I've continued to bump into. I got a text from one of them, works at High Rocks, wrote me a nice note. And he wrote me this thing. And that dude has always tried to get me to pick up the rope and start to fight with him. And I just didn't even respond.
Either wrote you this note or another guy that is kind of like...
Another guy. Just another asshat in the community. But I just was like, no. Originally, I thought about attacking. I thought about, let's write a letter of peace amongst each other. And I just was like, what am I even doing? I don't like this dog at all. Why am I interacting with it? Walk past it like it's just like you're in a Sims World game and it's just like a little, you know, a little character that was designed to create an interaction with you. All you have to do is ignore it and you won't fall into the trap. Mm. So, yeah, I'm always going to continue to hate these people. But guess what? Rather than spending any energy on them, I can just put a little stamp over it, like, don't like that person, but I don't have to interact with them. And, you know, that's what my 2024 is going to be, is getting better at understanding that relationship with these people outside of myself rather than being the fool that starts the fight every single time he sees the rope.
So if you aren't the fool that starts a fight, if they mess with you, do you do things?
Nothing.
To then get back at them?
Nothing, dude. That's the worst thing is like I didn't recognize dude, how stupid I was because I'm the only person.
Did she just buy $50? Did you mean to do $4.99 and you hit the extra $9?
Well, listen, I still have my in my wallet. Thank if you, I had Rachel. It with me right now. I still Merry have Christmas. My Starbucks gift card inside of my wallet, and I have my two McDonald's gift cards from Aisha, and I'm very grateful. I'll give all that to Ryan, let him enjoy it, because you've been very kind to me.
Well, thank you.
Finishing on that note,
Aisha,
thank you, Aisha. People are always going to try to get you, like, it's the idea of, like, the devil in the desert. Like, you know, he's just trying to continue to tempt you.
Yeah.
These people are your devil. And whether it's like an ex, whether it's a competitor,
a neighbor that plays music at 4 a.m. that
does a lousy boss, it's that dog. You know, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
These people are always going to try to get you into their game. And you have to understand the bigger that you get and the better that you get, more people are going to try to suck you into their game. They feel compelled to. Their inability to accept your clarity, your opportunity, your brightness, they can't help it. They just can't help who they are. And like, I mean, dude, if you guys can all listen to this and just carry like 1% more clarity from the conversation I'm having with you into your life, I swear to God, dude, I didn't even put almost any training into High Rocks. Compared 2 years ago, I trained way harder to get less results in High Rocks. I now am training less hard and getting more results because what I did was, is I was able to extinguish all the fires around me. And rather than being like up to here in toxic shit in my life, I don't have it anymore. So now, like, the best way to put it, imagine just driving around with a snow plow on the front of your truck down on the ground, creating friction all the time. And then all of a sudden one day you just click the switch and it lifts up. And now you're just driving completely like free and clear of any blockage. I swear to you.
With the amount of training that you've done, this is questionable, but you were 12 seconds behind the world record, which there is some contention based upon the last pictures that I saw, but baseline, you were 12 seconds behind. You got first place, set another world record going High Rock solo and with the amount of training that you've done. So, do you feel that you need to pick up the training in order to achieve better results? Or, I mean, you're at the top of the game. You just reset the world record. So is there a need to increase the amount of training?
No, I think I just have to be smarter. I'm dialed in with a new coach and I'm going to be smarter about it. The only thing that I'm really focusing on from January until March, my next race, is actually losing weight rather than training harder.
Mm.
See, most people would hit both gas pedals. They're like, I need to train harder. I need to lose weight. And the next thing you know, they just completely unravel. And they're going to unravel, especially when it's worse. They're going to unravel when High Rocks World Championships comes around because they beat the piss out of themselves the first 2 months of the year to have some kind of prolific experience at DC High Rocks, which no one is ever going to remember.
Yeah.
Only reason why people are going to remember that I won Stockholm is because I set the world record there. Nobody knows the races that happened before, all that other kind of stuff. And I'm only going to focus on one thing. And what it's going to happen is rather than basically putting all of these rocks of pressure on top of myself, heightened training, heightened business, heightened diet, all this kind of stuff, you collapse, you cripple yourself. Unfortunately, no, there's no quarter pounder with cheese or Big Mac. I'm going to have to work with a dietitian on this one. I actually know myself, so I'm not really going to work with anybody too specific, but it will make a difference. Before we get like super lost
in the sauce,
I want to get going on the rest of these things. What else do you need to do or say to complete 2023?
VAT tax.
Yeah.
Labels. Yeah. And invoice, one more invoice for purchase. Those are like top dog three. If I can do that, then the rest of December is going to be nuts.
Yeah. Mine is just to tell people to F off. I'm just going to just ditch all these useless pings on my cell phone. Like I have like 170 unread text messages and all these things going on Instagram. That's it. Inner peace. I'm going to go hike and I'm going to just go away. I have to piss so bad. Do you want to
break,
move forward and talk about what our intentions for 2024 are? Cause there's a lot more. Do you want to save that for the start of the new year?
I say we do the reflective on this one. Cause we're already at 51 minutes. I mean, we could go goals for 2024. We could go another hour.
Yeah,
and I do enjoy everything about these Mondays, about catching up on a pod. I never would have thought that, you know, out of everything that I've done, like this has become kind of one of the staples that I really have started to enjoy about, you know, getting connected with every one of our hosts that we have on here.
Yeah.
And it's become a lot of fun.
It's great, dude. This is the number one vertical I want to focus on next year, is getting better with the podcast, getting better with the live stream itself. So there's a lot of amazing things on the horizon. It's the best way to actually like authentically connect with people that we are inside of our circle. Cause like when people comment on our posts and stuff like that, it's like, it's just it's like
hard to keep up and
yeah.
I mean, you have to go into the one portal and then you could spend an hour a day just replying to people's comments.
So the things I want to close out with, we're really grateful that you guys have been part of this whole thing. So thanks for listening to our nonsense and dribble. The thing that I want to talk about that we're moving forward with is, we haven't really announced this, but it's coming really soon, as we're starting basically, I'll come back to that. I should probably not announce it here, but it's the end of the year, and you know, we're grateful that you guys have interacted with our businesses on whatever level, whatever that just means. You guys listen to our podcast, and we're grateful. Like, it's so crazy. 1 year ago, I had one product that I was selling, and I had two employees, and it was just like something very small. It was a dream. Now it's something that's so much bigger, so much greater, so much wiser, and it's because of you guys. And it's so crazy to see, like, that's the transparency of today's world, where people are starting businesses, but it's a social, it's almost like a social experience. It's a social experiment where people are building brands with this constant conversation of them and their customers, because the level of social media is brought to this awareness and this level of connection. So it's crazy. I almost feel like I built this business with you guys. So,
hey, so speaking of that, I was kind of doing some market research yesterday. So me, Jen, and the kids, we went to go see Santa. But then while going through there, her son is like so stoked about Prime. Everything is Prime. And he went into this story. He kind of goes like us. He's like, and I buy this and I buy this and I drink like 8,000 Primes. And so I asked him, I was like, so how do you know Prime? Do people like at your school talk about Prime a lot? No. And I said, okay, so why do you want to drink Prime? Do you like, yeah, I like the taste. I said, but where do you see the ads for this? Like, where have you noticed like this online, or because they have their Chromebooks, all the kids have Chromebooks. But I think what I dialed in and figured out is, I think where he's seeing all this stuff besides of his friends having it, but like the source is in between his videos that he watches online for like YouTube. So like it's a pop-up 30-second ad with the Paul brother, like on the beach. He's like, oh, I gotta drink my Prime, and he opens up the flask and it's like, drink more Prime. So I think that's where kids that are 8 years old, 7 years old are just.
Dude, that's what I've been telling you. That's why we got to be on. You have to own every second that you can of someone's phone.
It's a 10-second ad. They're like, Mom, I need Prime. I need Prime. And it's all the ads. We don't have to do long form. It's a 10-second ad that pops up in between their videos. And then it just gets stuck in the back of their mind. And they all they want to do is drink Prime.
If I could borrow $20 to $40 million a year for advertisement, please tell me where I can get it.
I know.
All right, guys, I have to pee so bad, so I got to bounce. So thank you guys for tuning in. I am out of here, and we will catch up with you guys soon. We'll have another show on Thursday, and then we'll have one more on Monday, and then we're basically off for the year. So we'll catch up soon, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Ryan, I'll catch up with you.
You know Monday is the December 25th.
Is it? Okay, we're not doing a Monday then. See ya.
Okay, bye.